We're here on KSOM, KS95. We're talking high school baseball with the season starting 1 week from today as we talk with Heath Stein, head coach for the Harlan baseball team. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Yeah, I like our guys. We graduated quite a bit from last year's team, but we still have a really good nucleus back with five or six returners that will provide leadership and kind of help our younger guys that don't have experience along the way.
Well, so you mentioned a nucleus of five or six. Talk about those five or six that you got coming back and what you see from them coming into the season.
Yep, we got seniors, Hayden Soma. He's our catcher. He's developed into a very, very, very good catcher back there for us. He didn't play the position too much growing up, and we kind of converted him to it as a sophomore, and he has made great strides. So he's a big asset of ours behind the plate. We got Brett Hazy, hits in the middle of the lineup, hits for some power, and he's had a great spring. We got Weston Rice, who's going to be on the mound for us a bunch. He played the left side of the infield, and he swung the bat really well this spring as well. And then Joseph Rice, he's going to play football at South Dakota State, so he'll have to leave early, so he won't be with us a ton. But we'll enjoy having him in the middle of our lineup for the time being. And then Landon Coffin, he'll be in the lineup. He'll be in the outfield, and he can kind of play a variety of positions, so he's nice to have. And then Colton Schneider's a sophomore who hit in the three-hole for us last year and closed out a bunch of big games and plays shortstop. So those are the guys that we kind of lean on. And then, like I said, Fox Argusinger got a little bit of varsity action last year, and he's been looking really good this spring too. So those are the guys that will lead our team, and then hopefully, like I said, help the younger guys get accustomed to varsity style baseball, and hopefully we have some success.
Well, pitching wise, you're going to rely heavily on Weston. As you mentioned, last year he had a 6-1 record, a 3.12 ERA. What do you see from Weston on the mound? I mean, how would you describe his pitching style, and how do you feel like he's going to handle that role as being your number one guy?
Yeah, he's got good stuff. He's low 80s. We've had him up to 82, 83. As season goes on, maybe that goes up another tick or two. But he can land his breaking ball. He pitches in and out of the zone very well. Attacks hitters, doesn't give a lot of free bases. So that's kind of – he is what we want all of our guys to be like, just how they carry themselves on the mound and how they attack hitters and try to limit free bases. So, yes, we do definitely look to him to be our leader on the mound, and look forward to a big year out of him.
What about other candidates to start behind him?
So Colton Schneider, like I said, we use him a lot of the pen and close out some games. It'd be really nice to keep him in that role. But to do so, we're going to need some depth out of our – we got some sophomores, Gavin Eck, Joseph Gross, we got Mike Hoffman, Charlie Hoffman, some of those guys that didn't get a lot. They threw a lot of JV, but they have a good idea. Gavin Sisson is another sophomore. We've been putting in quite a bit of work and getting him on the hill as much as possible in life situations to try to get him accustomed to the speed of the game at the varsity level rather than JV. And they've done a nice job so far, so we'll toss them in the fire and see how they do in the season.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Schneider, you know, obviously is a very important guy to this baseball team. I mean, he was as a freshman, put up tremendous numbers. I mean, just what do you see from him just overall sense, hitting, pitching? I mean, this is a potential, you know, star in the making. He put up star numbers as a freshman. I would imagine that, you're expecting even more of him as you go along.
Yeah, you're correct. He's really growing. I mean, he's probably 6 foot, 6'1", like a 180. He's got good stuff on the mound. We had him up. He's 84, 85. Plays a really good shortstop. Just understands the game. He's very coachable. He's starting to come out of his shell personality-wise a little bit. He's naturally a quiet kid, but he's starting to have really good baseball conversations with him, which is very enjoyable. He's just kind of a student of the game and wants to do all he can. I think he definitely wants to play college baseball, and he does have the tools to do so. So, yes, I would look for another monster year out of him. and on the mound, at the plate, at shortstop, all of the above. So he's fun to watch. He's fun to coach.
Yeah. Are there any young players up and coming that you're excited to see as they try to take their game to a next step? I mean, there's got to be some young guys who, like last year, were riding the bench, and now you're expecting to step into bigger roles this year.
Yeah, Fox Argersinger, like I said, when Cade Sears went to college, he had to go play football or whatever, and Fox moved into that role in the outfield, and we had him hit in the 9 hole, and I mean, his batting average wasn't great, but his on base was. So he'll probably be moved to the top this year, and hopefully he can kind of be a table setter for Schneider, for Soma, for Hazy, and all those other guys. So him, Cade Nelson's a sophomore, good left-handed hitter. Look forward to him maturing into that role and, you know, really executing approaches better than he has, and he's done that this spring. He's looked good swinging the bat. And then I mentioned Gavin Eck as well. He could be on the mound. He could swing the bat a little bit. And hopefully, yeah, those guys need to grow up in a hurry. I mean, we got Sioux City North, ADM, and Helan week one. So we kind of front load our schedule with some tough teams just to get things exposed and test ourselves. So we'll definitely be tested.
How do you deal with the expectations of being a state baseball team here, you know, from last year and of course, years past? This team has been competitive and strong here recently, and you got to replace a lot of different seniors. So, you know, how do you deal with that coming into this season?
I guess, I mean, not to sound arrogant or anything like that, but in Harlan, it's kind of our expectation every year. It's our goal every year is to try to get to the state tournament. And we've gone the last couple of years here, and obviously with Coach Degas, he went like 20 times, like a crazy amount of times. So that expectation never wavers, you know, year to year. Hopefully you got some younger guys that were there in the year prior, and they grow up a little bit, and you replenish those younger guys with new guys. So just kind of always setting that standard that this is what we want to do. We want to be playing our best ball at the end of July, or we want to keep playing in the end of July. And this is kind of the road, the path we take to get there. So you're going to take lumps throughout the season. It's a long season. It's a grind. So they just know that we got to work through some things. And if things are going good, then we got to try to keep riding that wave. If things are going bad, try to get them corrected. So every year is different. So this will be different personalities, different kids, all that good stuff. But I'm looking forward to it. And I think that we, if things go well for us, we'll have a chance at the end.
And what do you think is the biggest key for this team coming into the season to have success?
I think last year and the last couple of years, why we're so successful is our pitching staff. We didn't walk very many guys at all. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but I remember looking at them last year and just, you know, our ERA was low because our walks were low. Our free bases that we give up were low. And by doing that, by not hitting enough free bases and, you know, being scrappy at the plate and running the bases well, it's kind of how we are our remedy to try to beat teams. And hopefully we have, like I said, some new faces that are going to be climbing on that hill and they can execute pitches and attack hitters and put us in spots to win games. So I think that'll be the key.
Well, it's going to be an exciting season. Hopefully it all comes together for you and your Cyclones this year. And it all starts on Monday the 19th with a doubleheader against Sioux City North. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your Cyclones throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
He's Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.